wonder in my
soul. Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, once again for the precious opportunity, hallelujah, to come on this radio broadcast during this hour, my Father God, under the anointing of your Holy Spirit, using the words of your Son, Jesus Christ, to just minister to the needs of all those who are under the sound of my voice. What an honor and what a privilege it is, Father, that you would use us, Lord God, to bless your people, Father, to minister to your people, Father God, your saving grace and the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of the Most High God. The same message that Jesus Christ preached when he was on the earth. And Father, we are forever grateful that you would use us, Lord, that you would choose us, Father, that we are chosen vessels, that you have made us fit for the master's use, my Father God. But right now, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, the ministry of your word, and the Holy Spirit, Father God, to do what you want to do. Your will be done, your kingdom come, and your will be done, Father God, in all our lives, in my life, in this radio broadcast, Father God, this radio station, Lord God, that you continue to use us all for your glory, my Father God. And as in always, we're careful to make sure that we give you the credit, the honor, and the praise. Holy Spirit, have your way in this broadcast today as we humble ourselves under your ministry. For it is you that is at work in the earth today, fulfilling the will of God for all our lives. Holy Ghost, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hallelujah. What an honor and what a privilege to be able to come on this radio broadcast and just share with you all the gospel of the kingdom, the good news about the kingdom of our God and the territory of which he's the king over heaven and the governing influence of his territory of heaven that he has extended to our territory called the earth that he gave us. The Bible says in Psalms 115, it says the heavens and the highest heaven belong to God, but the earth he gave to us. Hallelujah. And he did that for a purpose. And I always make mention of this on this radio broadcast, that our original assignment and our original purpose and mandate that God gave us is to help him or allow him through us to extend the governing influence of his territory called heaven to the territory that he gave you and I called the earth. And it's for this purpose, so that it might be on earth just like it is in heaven, that the will of God, the desire of God, the purpose for God creating the heavens, creating the earth and for creating us, that through us he might extend his governing and influence of his territory called heaven to the territory that he gave you and I, the earth. The Bible says the highest heavens belong to God and heaven, but the earth he gave to man. Hallelujah. To be stewards of it. Hallelujah. To complete his will. A prayer that we've all been praying all our lives, and hopefully we are coming to the understanding of what God meant and what God was saying in there when Jesus Christ taught his disciples how to pray and in turn taught us all how to pray. And in that prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer, the first petition that was to be made known to our Father in heaven, the first request was that the kingdom of God come in our lives here on earth and that his will be done in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. And I always want to make mention of that every time we come on this radio broadcast, so that you might understand the purpose for this particular hour, for this ministry, and why God put this ministry on this radio broadcast to share with y'all and to help all of us rediscover and reestablish and restore the gospel of the kingdom of God back to the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's an honor, and that's a privilege. That's an end-time message, you know. And the good news about it being the end-time message, the Bible says when this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, then the end gonna come. Hallelujah. When the end gonna come, nobody know the day or the hour, you know, but we do know when it's gonna take place. It's gonna take place, glory to God. It's gonna take place when this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. Hallelujah. When the gospel of the kingdom is preached. And that's the assignment that God has given us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry, is to preach the gospel of the kingdom to Judea, Samaria, to Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, to all the world, you know, that message. And listen, you know, it's like the Bible says it's like a little bitty mustard seed. It's the smallest seed of all, but when it grows up, it become a big tree, and all the birds of the air come and flock therein. In other words, Daniel wrote it this way, as he prophesied. He said, boy, the kingdom of our God is being established in the earth, and all the kingdoms of this world shall become one with the kingdom of our God. In other words, boy, the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom. All the other kingdoms of this earth and of this world system that we live in, they're going to pass away. But the kingdom of the Most High God, which is the kingdom of heaven, that territory, is going to abide and it's going to be forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just to think about that, you know, that God has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, not knowing the good news about the kingdom of heaven, and over into the kingdom of his dear Son, so that we can be illuminated and enlightened about that good news. You know, the gospel of the kingdom has been hidden in the graveyard of religion. I don't think I'll be stretching it if I would say for the last 1,800 years since Jesus Christ, man, left this earth and went and took his seat at the right hand of the Father, you know. And for the first couple of centuries, you know, it was spread now, but religion came in and kind of usurped or took its place. And through religion, you know, has suppressed, boy, the gospel of the kingdom of God to the believers, the church, God's children, has lost that message. And it must be rediscovered restored, and reestablished. And the way God, his plan of getting that done is through this complex thing that we call the church. That's the call I want, you know. That's God's people, you know, and he called us and gave us a mandate. And that mandate was to assist him in restoring and reestablishing his kingdom back on the earth, his original plan and his original purpose and his original desire for creating the earth and you and I and bringing us from the territory that we originated in heaven, down to the earth. You know that we didn't come from the earth. Our bodies come from the earth. But you and I, we come from heaven. We come from God. The Bible says God chose us in him. Where in him? When? Before the foundation of the world. That's in your Bible in Ephesians chapter 1. It says, thanks be unto God who has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. Where he chose us, where we were there, we was in him. Hallelujah. Where he is, our Father which is in heaven. So if we was in him, and he's in heaven, and we come from him, hallelujah, then we come from heaven. That's our original citizenship. That's why, man, Philippians say our citizenship is in heaven. That's our original citizenship. And God brought us down to the earth. We didn't, our bodies he formed from the earth, but you and I, that Superman, that Superwoman, that mighty man, that mighty woman, that spirit being that's just like God with the same character and the same nature as the Most High God, that come from him. We all spring from him. We sprung off from him. We are a piece of him. That's why we are a masterpiece, because we are a piece of the master. That's why he say we are wonderfully and fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Lord. And man, I'm talking about he burst us forth out of him. So you and I come from him. Not our bodies. That's just our temple that we live in. But you and I, that spirit being that we are, spirit that have a soul that lives in a body, that spirit being comes from God. You originated, man, from God, which is in heaven. So our original citizenship is in heaven. And God brought us down to the earth and then formed the body for you and I to live in so that we could fulfill his original plan and intent and desire and mandate for our lives. This was his original intent and plan and desire, that he wanted to extend his governing influence, the governing influence of his territory called heaven. He wanted to extend that to a foreign territory. So he created foreign territory. He created the universe. And in this universe, he created, boy, you know, a planet called Earth. And he brought you and I down to this planet called Earth because he wanted to make Earth a colony of heaven. He wanted to be on Earth as it is in heaven. And you need to hear that and hear that and hear that and hear that until that gets past your intellect, get past your religious rituals and traditions and ceremonies and everything else, and get down into your spirit being so that we can get back on course to God's original plan and intent and purpose and desire for our lives. And that's this, that we should be just like him, holy and without blame, covered in his love, with an assignment from him. What? To make it in the territory that he brought us down here to and provide a body for us to live in, to make it in this territory that he gave us, the earth, just like it is in the territory that we come from. That's a God's original plan and purpose. Those are the first words that God spoke concerning mankind. It's found in your Bible. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm sure you know if you've been listening to this radio broadcast, you didn't hear this again and again and again and again and again. And you know you're going to keep on hearing it again and again and again and again, because that's the only assignment that God gave us. And, man, and in order for you to have confidence and faith and get back in on your plan and pray with him that God has for your life, you have to have confidence and faith in that. And the only way you can have confidence and faith in that, you got to hear it, not hear it. You got to hear it, and 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 hear it, and hear it, and hear it. How long, Brother Arthur? Forever. Hallelujah. Always. Why? Because the more you hear it, boy, the more your faith in it is developing, and the more your faith in it is developing and growing and getting stronger and stronger, then the more we can appropriate it into our lives. Because everything that we're going to accomplish in and through God and for God, you know, it's going to be through faith. Faith in God's word and faith in God's word that he spoke over us. Listen, these are the first words that he spoke over us. I'm talking about, man, not what he spoke through the prophets, not what how he ministered to mankind like Ephesians say, in time past, God spoke to us through the prophets. I ain't talking about in time past. I'm talking about when God spoke to us and over us originally himself. When there wasn't no prophets, when there wasn't no churches, we know what it was. There wasn't no apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and all the things that we are doing right now. When it wasn't none of that, that which was from the beginning, the original word that God spoke over us. And that's found in your Bible in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. And God said, that's before anything was, before anybody was, before anything was. God spoke, man, concerning us. And what he spoke concerning us was this. Let's make man, that spirit being just like him, in our image and in our likeness. That's the same character, the same nature, the same essence, the same attributes, the same ability, the same power. Let's make them just like us. And let them, all of us, all mankind, what? Have power, control, and influence over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that's in our lives here on this earth. So that through that dominion and through that sovereign reign and through that sovereign power, we might fulfill man God's original intent. What do you say? Let them have dominion over the earth. And then saying God blessed them and gave them man and told them to be fruitful and multiply, replenish, and subdue the earth. He gave us dominion over the earth so that we could carry out his original assignment for him creating us and bringing us to the earth. So that through us, he can extend his governing influence of this territory of heaven to a fallen territory, a seen territory called the earth. The God territory is unseen territory. Heaven is an unseen realm. And it's more real than this seen realm. In fact, this seen realm comes from the unseen realm. And in kingdoms, what kings do, man, is they rule and reign over other territory. They gain other territory. So it wasn't but one territory. So God created man the whole universe, another territory, a seen realm, so that he can extend man his kingdom of heaven to other realms too. That's what kings do. That's what makes kings great. They colonize. They take over territories, and then they establish their will and their intent and their desire in foreign territories. And that's what God did, you know. He created the universe and the earth, and in this universe, he created a spot in the universe called the earth because he wanted to extend his governing influence of heaven to earth. And again, his plan of accomplishing that was through a family of sons called mankind. It says, so God created man in his image. In his image created he them. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. See, man is a spirit being. It don't have no gender. But God formed a body for you to live in from the earth. And then in those bodies, he made them male bodies and female bodies. For the purpose, man, of being, the purpose of being fruitful and multiplying, for producing a whole lot of bodies, the whole human race. So he made man. That's what our gender spirit don't have no genders. But he made two models of the man, a female model and a male model. That's why some of us are in male bodies and some are in female bodies for the purpose of procreation, to create a whole lot of more bodies. So God, the spirit of God, the word of God, the life of God, the power of God, to dwell in. That man, through all mankind, God can extend, boy, his governing influence of his territory over the whole earth. Until when it's all said and done, Bible say the whole earth is going to be filled with the glory of God. What that mean? It's going to be on earth like it is in heaven. And listen, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, this is what God is doing in the earth. Hallelujah. And when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be on earth just like it is in him. That's why the first petition that God tell us to petition him concerning, Lord, let your kingdom come. Why? So that when your kingdom come, your government influence over territory and over our lives, when it come, then your will can be done. Well, on earth, now, just like it is in heaven. Then you go with your request. Now, give me this day my daily bread, everything that I have need of to assist you in accomplishing your will, your desire, your purpose in our lives here on the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. What are you talking about? I'm talking about what God is doing. I'm not talking about what we are doing for God. I'm talking about what God is doing in and through us and what he's designed to do in and through us. And when we come to the realization of that, then we cease from our works of what we can do for him, and we get in on his work. What he's doing in and through and for us. And that's a greater work. Greater than anything that we could come up with that we want to do for him. And that we can do is align our will up with his will. And cease from our works. That don't mean we don't work, but we cease from our works. And we get in on his work. And when we get in on his work, then his work is a completed work. And we just start becoming who we already are, the sons of the Most High God. And if sons of God, the Bible says in the book of Galatians, he said, and if sons of God, he said, listen, beloved, no, we are no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Arthur? Well, we have an inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. We lost that inheritance. We lost the knowledge of that inheritance that we have through Adam's disobedience and Adam's rebellion against the will of God. But listen, man, that has been restored back to us through, man, you know, the second Adam, the original Adam, Jesus Christ. And when he came to this earth, that's what he come to do. He come, man, you know, to reestablish man God's original will and intent and desire and plan and purpose for our life. He come to reestablish that man back on the earth, back in the lives of all mankind that's on this earth. That's what he came to do. All those things that he did, you know, his death, his burial, his resurrection, all the miracles that he did, all the great works that he did, was a means to that end. It was to reestablish God's kingdom back on the earth. So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, God established it. It was on the earth. And it was on a spot on the earth. It wasn't over the whole earth. It was on a spot on the earth. We call that spot the Garden of Eden. And that's where God placed man at, mankind at. In that spot, in that place, in the Garden of Eden. And from that place, he told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. That be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. That's simply saying, man, make the whole earth just like this little spot that I put you in. That little spot that we call the Garden of Eden, that's an atmosphere and an environment on a spot on the earth that's just like the atmosphere and environment of the kingdom of hell. God established that man on the earth, on a spot on the earth, in Genesis chapter 2. And then, man, he formed the body, man, and placed you and I in that body and put us in that place. And from that place, he told us, man, to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. That's literally saying, man, you know, make it on earth just like this little spot. The little spot is the same thing, it same atmosphere, environment of heaven. So what you're literally saying, make it on earth just like it is in heaven. Everybody say, subdue the earth, make it govern the whole earth. I make you king over earth, not over one another, but over the territory I gave you. Father, that you had the ability through your kingship, through your dominion, through your king's authority to establish my will on the earth. I don't know what religion is doing. Yeah, I know what religion is doing. They're preoccupied with the means at the expense of fulfilling the end. Because all those things that Jesus Christ came and did up on the earth, listen, those things that were needed, very necessary, because without the means, you can't get to the end. But, man, what religion has done is preoccupied us with the means. And then forgot what the purpose of those means was. Forgot what the purpose of why Jesus Christ died for all our sins. Forgot the purpose why Jesus Christ's blood cleansed us up from all our unrighteousness. We got the purpose for him coming to the earth. And it's purpose for him coming to the earth, but not to come and get us and take us to heaven. It's purpose for dying up on the cross, man, to cleanse you up from all your unrighteousness so that your body could become holy again and the Holy Spirit can come dwell on the inside of you again. But because it's not by power, not by might that God is accomplishing his will in our life, but it's by, man, the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus Christ himself said, listen, the work that I do, listen, it's not me, it's the Father that doeth the work on the inside of me. And the way he did on the inside of me, listen, he's anointing me with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, man, when he was preaching and teaching, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to do what I do, to say what I say, and to represent me who I represent. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And in order for us, men to accomplish the will of God for our life, you need that same spirit on the inside of you. It was once on the inside of you when God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That body that he formed from the ground, he breathed on the inside of that body, man, the spirit of man that comes from God, and he also breathed into that body, man, the Holy Spirit that was dwell in the spirit of man that's just like God that's living in a physical body. But when Adam disobeyed God, then that man became contaminated. And the Holy Spirit can't live in no unclean vessels. And that's the divine connection between God and man in heaven and earth. Through the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible for us to accomplish, man, the will of God for our lives. Why? Because he's the one the way God get it done is through his Spirit. That's why the scriptures in the Bible say it's not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. Everything that God is doing is by my Spirit. Even when Jesus was doing what he did, it was by his God's Spirit. That's why he said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to do what I do. Hallelujah. And it's death and burial and resurrection not for you to take you to heaven. That's to cleanse up your temple so that the Holy Spirit can once again come take up residence on the inside of you and I so that we could get back on course to God's faithful and destiny for our lives so that we can get back into Eden and begin to live on top of the world. Instead of the world living on top of us and circumstances and situations of this old world system that we live in here now is just the opposite, man, of the world that God established on the earth. God established the world upon the earth. A system, a pattern of operation that was supposed to govern things. And that system and pattern of operation that he set up on the earth was to govern and influence of God over his territory on that spot on the earth. That's the world that God set up. That's the pattern of operation that he set up. That's the system, man, that he desired mankind to live in according to his will, his purpose, his intent, his desire. And God set that up on the earth and started mankind on his way to fulfilling man his mandate. What was his mandate again? Fill the whole earth with the glory. Make the whole earth just like this little Garden of Eden. So the environment and atmosphere of heaven could be over the whole earth. What purpose? Well, it might be in heaven. On earth, I'm sorry, it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. His plan of accomplishing that was through his family of sons called mankind. That's why he created you. Hallelujah. To help him establish, to help him, man, fulfill his will, his desire, his intent. And boy, I'm talking about, man, he set that up on the earth and you bought in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. and started mankind off on his way toward his destination. In Genesis chapter 3, mankind rebelled against that purpose and will of God. And as a result of it, he got put out of that environment, out of that atmosphere, out of the Garden of Eden, over to what we know, what the Bible calls the wilderness. And listen, the only way mankind can fulfill his purpose and intent that God has for his life, he got to be in the Garden of Eden. He got to be in that environment, in that atmosphere. He got to be in the kingdom of heaven here on earth. He got to have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of him. He got to be filled with the Spirit of God and speaking God's word. Speaking God's word, not his own word. Not living according to his own dictates, his own will, his own man, you know, spirit that did and trespassed. No, it has to be man in line with the will of God. Or in Adam's rebellion or Adam's disobedience, we call it the fall, but it's actually Adam declaring independence from God. And when Adam declared independence from God, then the Holy Spirit became illegal. Adam rebelled against the will of God. You know, in the Hebrew language, man, you know what the word rebel is? S-I-N, sin. That's what sin is, rebelling against the known will of God. Adam rebelled. Adam declared independence. Adam was deceived into thinking, man, he could accomplish man God's will and pray for his life on his own. So he declared independence from God. And in Genesis chapter 3, man, was the first Independence Day. When man declared independence, man, from the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and the ruling authority of God over his life. And he got put out of the Garden of Eden, lost the presence of the Lord, lost the Holy Spirit. Now he's out in the wilderness on his own. Without God's power, without God's word, without God's presence, and outside of the atmosphere and environment that was conducive to heaven, the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. And gave the dominion and authority that God gave him over the earth, he gave that dominion over to the devil. And the devil plunged our earth and the world that's on it now into what it is here today. This is God's will for it to be on earth as it is in heaven. So of course, we know that it's not that way. Why? Because the devil came along, man, and deceived them, man. And as a result of his deceptive plan over their life, caused them, man, to commit high treason. They gave aid and support to the enemy of God and the enemy of mankind and gave that dominion that God gave them over the earth to the devil. And the devil became the god of the world system that we live in now. Hallelujah. And then set up, boy, his kingdom of darkness upon the earth. That's the world that we live here in here now on the earth. This world that we live in here now on the earth, it got good and it got bad in it too. Adam didn't just eat out the tree of evil. He ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it's a world system that we live in. It got some good in it too. Just enough good to cover up, man, the evil. So, man, you don't see the evil, man. You see the good. We try to make the good better. But, man, it ain't no making the good better, man, because all that good that's in this world system that the devil set up is an evil hook. Just like you do when you're fishing, man. You put a good bait over a hook. The hook is evil, but the bait is good. The fish are designed to live in the water. And so you throw a hook out there, the hook is designed to take him out of the environment that he was designed to live in. But the devil the fisherman don't just throw no hook out there in the water. He put a good bait over it. And the fish don't see the hook, all the fish see is the bait. And the fish go after the bait, not knowing that there's a hook under that bait. And when he grabs the bait, then the hook catches him and snatches him out of the natural environment that he was created to live in. It's the same thing the devil did, man, with mankind, with Adam, with Eve. He put a good bait over an evil hook. And when he went after the good bait, not knowing that under that good bait was that evil hook, and that evil hook snatched him out of the environment that they was created to live in, out of the kingdom of heaven, the Garden of Eden, and God established on the earth. and he found himself living out in the wilderness. And from that point, he began to die. Same thing with a fish. Moses came around that water, he all right, but when that hook kicked him and they snatched him out that environment that he was designed to live in, the first thing that takes place is he began to die. That's the same thing that took place in your Bible in Genesis chapter 3. When the devil came into the garden, man, and deceived Eve, and they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and got snatched out of the Garden of Eden, got snatched out of the presence of the Lord, and they forfeited the Holy Spirit that was living on the inside of them. And they became spiritually dead, separated from God, without hope. That's what happened in your Bible, in what called our world and our earth, the world that we live in here on this very thing, and to it being on earth like it is here today, that's what caused that. The boy God, the man, let me tell you something, boy. You know the scripture, man, that you hear all the time, man. The Lamb of God that was slain for the foundation of the world. Well, we know what that's saying right there, what that means. That means that God already prepared man a way back for mankind. Even before mankind fell. I tell you, God chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. Ain't nothing stop that. I don't care what the devil came and did, man. It can't stop what God said, man. He might can stop, man, what you and I say, but he can't stop what God said. God said, let's make man our image and our life. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. And gave them an assignment and a mandate. And make it on earth like it is in heaven. Hey, let me tell you something, the devil can't stop there. He tried, and he's doing his best. He got them deceived and snatched out of, man, they place in God. But, man, that don't alter the word that's going forth out of God's mouth. God still going to have what he said. Even if it takes a man a billion years, because he don't live in time. He going to have what he said. If he said it, do it. If he spoke it, it's got to come to pass, man. That's the word of the Most High. In the kingdom, what the king say, go. Hallelujah. Ain't not what the devil say, not what man say, not what you say, not what I say, not what the king say, that's what goes. The king the one who said, let's make him just like us. Regardless of what the devil came in and did, after the king spoke that, it can't nullify man and make a none effect what the king said. God don't have what he say. So God began a program, man, after the devil deceived mankind, God began a program, man, all through your Bible, man, from Genesis chapter 3, all through the Old Testament characters and the Old Testament stories and all the things that you read about in the Old Testament, man, was God's program, man, of what? Of reestablishing, man, what he started up on the earth. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again, man, ain't no devil in hell can stop what God's doing. Oh, he might up and he might puff. He might shoot his best shot, and for a season, it might look like, man, he may have stopped God, but man, listen, if he stopped God from doing what he's doing, then he'd be more powerful than God. You ought to know better than that. I'm sure you know better than that, man, that they definitely don't have more power than man, our Father in heaven, our God. Oh, he might have a little power, and the little power that he has is the power that Adam gave him. But these guys came, man, listen, 4,000 years later, man, after that, and took that power and dominion that God gave Adam, and Adam gave it over to the devil. Man, Jesus Christ come, took that back, and gave it back to who it rightfully belonged to, you and I. But the devil don't want you to know that. So he'll keep you preoccupied with religion and the means to that restoration and coming to the knowledge and discovering that, or rediscovering that. So he couldn't stop, man, what God was doing. So God sent his only begotten Son and redeemed our life from that destruction and reestablish us back into God's original plan and purpose and business for our life. But the devil don't want ever want you to understand that. But what he does is he preoccupies us with the means so that you don't never, man, discover, man, for all those things. See, those things that Jesus Christ did, that ain't the end. When he died up on the cross and rose from the grave, and that ain't the end. That's the beginning. All that did was cleanse you up. But the end is, man, for you to get back on course to what God begun in our lives. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, being in the image and likeness of the Most High God, ruling and reigning over the earth, man, and establishing, man, the governing influence of the territory called heaven on the territory called earth that God gave you in. For what purpose, Arthur? Or they might be in our territory, just like it is in his territory. But the devil in preoccupied with religion. Religion is man's attempt to plan to appease God, trying to cleanse himself up, man, from his unrighteousness, and hope that, man, if he do that and do that right, man, then he can go to heaven and live with God in heaven forever and ever and ever. Hey, there's never a religion, man, you know, that teach you and prepare you and to have and to get and to do. But that's not God's plan. That ain't what God's doing. God used that in times past. He spoke to us through the prophets. And evangelists and teachers and all them prophets back there and all them things that he did back there. But those was means to an end. And we've been preoccupied with the means. And don't know, man, what the mean, what the purpose for the means. The purpose for those means was to reestablish God's original plan and purpose and destiny for our lives here on the earth. So all we know, man, in religion is the means. And the programs that God was working through in order to accomplish his overall purpose. And that's to redeem our life from that destruction. To purchase us back by the blood of Jesus Christ and his cleansing blood and his death and burial and resurrection. But that ain't the end. That's just the beginning. And there's a purpose for that. And the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of the purpose for that. But you don't get back on course to God's original plan and pray for your life. So we are preoccupied with you. We're trying to make it to heaven. Doing the best you can and hope that when it's all said and done, you'll go to heaven and live with and help with God for heaven and heaven and heaven and ever. That's what religion, man, produces. But that ain't what God's doing. God's will is for you to live on earth forever and ever and ever. His will for you to live in the kingdom of heaven on earth. His will is for you to live in the Garden of Eden on earth. His will is that the whole earth be a Garden of Eden, and that you live in that Garden of Eden, which is an environment and atmosphere that's just like it is in heaven. He wants you to live in heaven, but he wants you to live in heaven on earth forever and ever and ever. And when it's all said and done, God's going to create a new earth without any corruption in it. And all of us, we have gone on up to heaven when we died, and left these physical bodies, we coming back to a new atmosphere and a new environment and a new earth. And we shall reign on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of God going to be with the sons of man. That's in your Bible in Revelation chapter 21. That's the end. That's the confirmation. Look, I ain't saying you ain't going to go to heaven. You don't go to heaven until God's man program is finished. And when God's program is finished, then we coming back to the earth. Fulfill God's original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. For us to live on earth, in the kingdom of heaven on earth, forever and ever and ever. And God's going to accomplish. In fact, we're already accomplished that. We just becoming, man, what God has already, man, accomplished. Hallelujah. And if you don't know that, then you'll be preoccupied with the means. And let me tell you something. The means, man, is a good thing. But the means is not the end. And the means, man, we not careful, we'll be just preoccupied with the program and the means and everything else and never discover the purpose for it. And wherever a purpose is not known, then abuse is inevitable. And that's what we have been doing at the church for the last 1,800 years, misusing or abusing, man, the purpose of those means. The purpose for Jesus Christ coming to this earth. The purpose for him dying on the cross for our sin. The purpose for him being raised from the dead. The purpose for that. And if you don't know the purpose for that, like I say, we have a purpose that's not known, abuse is inevitable. You're going to abnormally use the means. You're going to, man, miss at the use of the means. Because wherever purpose is not known, abuse and misuse is inevitable. That's how the devil been deceiving us, man, for the last 1,800 years by preoccupying us with those means at the expense of forfeiting means. But God, and his love and his mercy toward mankind, man. Let me tell you something, boy. In these last days, man, is opening the blind of our eyes, enlightening the eyes of our understanding, filling us with the knowledge of his original will and plan and sin and purpose of our lives. How are you doing that, Brother Arthur? By preaching, man, and listening here. Not just the good news about Jesus, but the good news that Jesus Christ preached. Not just preaching the good news about Jesus, how he died upon the cross, how he rose from the dead, how he opened blind eyes and unstopped your tears and cast out the devils and did all kind of mighty works on the earth and everything else. That's the gospel of Jesus. And let me tell you something, man, that's the means. And again, I'm going to have to say this here. You can't get to the end without the means. But don't just stop at the means. That's my point. Because if you stop at the means, you'll forfeit the end. The means, man, was to cleanse you up, like I said earlier, from all your unrighteousness so that the Holy Spirit can once again come dwell on the inside of us and we can get back into the presence of the Most High God, the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. So that we could come back into that place. When Adam and them got put out of the Garden of Eden, man, God put flame angels with flaming swords over that man to protect the way back into the Garden of Eden. Ain't no angel with no flaming sword there no more to protect the way back into it. There's a door there now. Not no angel with flaming swords to keep us out. There's a door there now that don't have no lock on it to let us in, to let us back in. That's a better way of saying it. Not just to let us in, but to let us back in. The angel with the flaming sword was put there to keep us out, so that we wouldn't eat out the tree of life and live forever in that rebellious state. So God protected that tree of life. But my boy, hallelujah, the tree of life that came to the earth, boy, that's Jesus Christ, man. And the angel's man is gone, and now, boy, instead of an angel with flaming sword there, is a door there. That's why Jesus Christ said, I'm the door. I'm not it, I'm the door to it. I'm the way to it. I'm the life about it. I'm the truth about it. Hallelujah. And as you come to the knowledge of it, then like I say, the door ain't got no lock on it. If you knock, you can enter on in. If you seek it, you'll find it. If you ask God to reveal it to you, boy, let me tell you something. You ask, you'll receive. You know why the kingdom of God is not being, man, established in our lives here on the earth? It's because, man, you ain't asked. You ain't asked, you asked, but you asked amiss. You didn't know what you was really asking and didn't have no understanding what you was really asking. Every time you pray, man, that the kingdom come and the will of God be done. On earth as it is in heaven. But because you don't understand that and don't have a revelation knowledge of what you really praying and what you really saying, the devil is stealing, man, your answer prayers to you. Because when you pray that prayer, God answers you, but if you don't know that, you be trying to get what you already have. You be trying to get the answer when God has already gave you the answer. Jesus Christ has already hung, bled, and died. He's already risen from the grave. He's already defeated the devil. He's already took the keys of death, hell, and grave from the devil. He's already restored our dominion back to us. But if you don't know that, then you'll continue to live and die like mere men and mere women when all the time you are the redeemed of the Lord. Glory. And the Bible said, let the redeemed man of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. What do you mean? I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. I am provided for. I am restored. I am, man, who God say I am. I have what God say I have. I can do what God say I can do. I am the head, not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am blessed in the city and in the field. Everything I put my hand to is blessed. Hallelujah. I am what I am. Everything that God said about me, glory to God, that I'm just like him with all power and all authority. I have a power and authority over all the works of the devil. Now, instead of him having power and authority over me and man dictating to me, the script has been flipped, and now I have all my power and the dominion back now. Instead of the devil dictating to me, my assignment is to dictate to him. Instead of him having me on the puppet string controlled by dangling in his little negative circumstance, situation, or something, the system that he set up on this earth, man, this and the script has been flipped already. All you got to do is come to the knowledge of it and take your place, man, as the redeemed of the Lord. as the mighty being and mighty woman of the God that you are, and begin to grow in that, grow in the grace of God, becoming who you already are, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, sons of the Most High God, some of us in male bodies, some of us in female bodies, but we all men, we all sons of God. You got a female man and you got a male man, but we all sons. You got a female son and a male son. Hallelujah. So we all spirit beings that have these bodies with the genders, male and female, hallelujah, that live in these physical bodies. And these physical bodies were created, man, to follow the dictates, man, of our soul and our spirit. But when the fall came and the rebellion came, then the soul and the body started dictating to us. When God's original design was that, then our spirit, man, is created in the image and likeness of God, dictate to our soul. That's our mind, feel, our emotion, our attitude. And then the soul would in turn, man, relay it to the body, and then the body would manifest it on this earth. That's how God do things. That's the kingdom of God. That's the system, man, the operation, the pattern of operation of how God do it. Religion, I have, we're trying to do it in and of ourselves. And, man, you know, through God. And what we be doing for God. And that ain't no bad thing, that's, you know, to want to do everything that you can in your ability and your strength, man, to appease God. But that ain't God's way of doing it. Bible says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his righteous judgment, his way of putting us back in right standing with him, his will and plan and desire for our life, if you seek that first, I ain't say second, third, fourth, I'm talking about make that number one priority. That ought to be and should be, and God designed for it to be our number one priority, our number one pursuit is, man, you know, the kingdom of God in our life. What's the kingdom of God? The governing influence of God and his territory operating in and through our lives on earth. And as a result of that, then we will establish the territory or the kingdom of heaven on the earth. Then, when we allow God to have power and control and influence over and in our lives, like it was at first, before Adam ever ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were living in a place, man, on earth that just like it is in heaven, the Garden of Eden, with a mandate. Cover the earth, man, with this atmosphere and environment. Make the whole earth, man, like this little spot that you're living in. So it don't just be a spot on the earth, but the whole earth deal with the glory of God. Whose assignment, man, was there? That's our assignment. That's mankind's assignment. Not to just to have a church, man, and try to live the best we can and hope that, man, when it's all said and done, we make it to heaven, man, and get a chance to live with God in his territory forever and ever and ever. That ain't God's perfect will for your life. The devil will preoccupy you with that. And them days up, that's a good thing, to be able to live in heaven with God. That's no bad thing, but a greater thing is for God to live here on earth with you. Because in heaven, you can never be man and have dominion over that place. That's his territory. Only thing you can be in heaven is a prince or a princess. But on the earth, you can be a king and a queen. That's a greater thing. I'm going to say it again. There ain't no bad thing, man, for you to live with God in heaven and forever and ever and ever and ever. But a greater thing. If a God to deal with you on earth, man, in the kingdom of heaven, here on earth forever and ever and ever. Because here on the kingdom, here on the earth in the kingdom of heaven, then you're a king and a queen. You have dominion over the territory. In heaven, you're a prince or a princess. You don't have dominion over that territory. That's God's territory. The heavens and the high heaven, the universe, that belongs to God. But the earth is the territory that he gave us. Hallelujah. 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 And boy, in this last day, man, this gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? These things that I'm sharing with you right now. That's the gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? The good news about a kingdom. The glad tidings about the kingdom. What's the good news and the glad tidings about this kingdom? What kingdom are you talking about? I'm talking about, I ain't talking about the kingdom of this world. I'm talking about the kingdom of our God, the kingdom of heaven. Well, what's the gospel about the kingdom of heaven? That's your inheritance. It has been restored back to you. God set you up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and placed you in that environment, in the kingdom of heaven on earth. We lost it in Adam, and the good news, man, about this kingdom of heaven, that it has been restored back to you. That's why Jesus Christ came and bore. When he began his public ministry, his inaugurational message, his mission statement, it was this. Repent. What you mean? I'm talking about change. Be willing to change your whole way of thinking. So you've been born, trained, conditioned, but think according to the dictates of this natural world that you were born in. But I come to bring back another world, the original world. And now what you got to do to live in this original world, you got to have a whole brand new way of thinking. Hallelujah. You got to come back to the top way of thinking. You got to come back to the top way of living, the top way of walking, the top way of being, the top way. That's what Pent means. Pent means the top life. You live in subject, under. When God created you to live on top of the world, on top of the earth, ruling and reigning in the earth. So he say, hey, listen, repent. Prepare to change your whole way of thinking, man. But you can get back to the presence of the Lord, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and get back into the Garden of Eden and live on top of the world with a whole new way of thinking. But you are taking on the mind of Christ. You have the mind of God. You'll be thinking the thoughts of God. Hallelujah. A whole new way of thinking. Instead of thinking, man, I'm sick, you'll start thinking, man, I live in divine health. Instead of thinking, I don't know how I'm going to make it, you'll have a whole different mindset. All my needs are met. For my God supplies all my needs. He's my source. He's my sustainer. Instead of thinking, man, let me tell you something about all the evil that's in this world, you'll be thinking, man, about all the righteousness, man, that you have been made in Christ Jesus. Instead of thinking, man, I'm just doing my best to make it in, you'll start thinking, man, I've already made it in. Hallelujah. Instead of living your life, man, trying to get saved, man, and stop doing this and stop doing that, in order to get saved, you'll stop doing this and stop doing that because you are saved. You are healed. We are delivered. We are provided for already. We'll stop trying to get what we already have and just start having what's already ours. That's a whole new way of living. That's what repent means. To change your way of living, change your way of thinking. Change your whole mind, a whole different man mindset, a brainwashing. By being baptized in the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? That means the Holy Ghost will take the original intent and plan of God for your life, his original word that he spoke over us, and begin, man, to wash your brain. Where you have a whole brand new way of thinking. And that same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. The Bible said, let this same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you, who thought it not to be robbery to consider himself to be equal with God. Not God, but had the same nature and the same character and the same attributes as our Creator. Why? Because that's how he created us, in his image and his likeness. And to get back your sovereignty, your dominion, your raw power, your righteousness, hallelujah, that we lost in Adam's disobedience, to come to the knowledge that they have been restored back to us through Jesus Christ, obedience, man. Hallelujah. And this is my prayer, you know, that, man, you know, God will enlighten the eyes of your understanding, and that man will quicken, man, your spirit, man, and help you to come to the understanding that you have been translated out of this kingdom of darkness, out of this old world system, even though you're in it. Like Jesus said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're of another world, hallelujah. We're back into the original arrangement and the original desire and plan and purpose, man, that God has for our lives. And as you come to the knowledge of that, then you start living in the kingdom of God, dear son. Not when you get to heaven, right now. That's what God put us on this radio.